The world is watching the U.S. presidential election. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're talking about anxiety and the Christian community in America. How should we respond after today's results? And then orphan care is a worthy cause that everyone can get behind, not just the financially well-endowed. How? That's coming up. But first, today is the day, and the presidential election is almost over. Now that you've cast your ballot, it's time to wring your hands in apprehension, right? Well, maybe not. Is it ever acceptable for a Christian to be anxious? Karl Mueller of Biblica says if we're despairing, it's usually a sign we're putting our trust in the wrong things.
The way in which we respond to authority and those in power, first of all, has to be seen through the fact that God is sovereign. He's in charge.
This is explained over and over again in the Bible. Through God's faithful living under the reign of wicked kings in the Old Testament to the early church prospering under persecution, God not only tells us about his power, but he also shows us. So as we enter into this new presidency, Mueller's encouraging Christians to remember who's in charge, pray for those in authority, and live our lives in light of the gospel.
The confident assurance that God's word gives us to walk humbly, to love mercy and to do justice around us, while a world who may be hostile to Christianity thinks that we're irrelevant, I think it will be ultimately the salvation of those that we love around us and that we care for, and the redemption of our culture.
Next, if you've read the book In the Presence of My Enemies, you know the story of Martin and Gracia Burnham. They were missionaries in the Philippines who were kidnapped along with several others in 2002 by the Abu Sayyaf and held for a year. But the military effort that rescued Gracia also killed her husband, Martin. Today, Gracia shares her story, and we recently connected with her at the Voice of the Martyrs Advance Conference in Pennsylvania. Coming off the heels of the International Day of Prayer, we asked Gracia how her life experience has influenced her thoughts on missions.
I think my philosophy on missions is you just love people and you invite them into your circumstances. You tell them your story and what God did for you and how God can work in their hearts and lives as well.
And for those in more volatile mission fields, Gracia encourages us to pray.
I pray that they'll have a place to sleep tonight, that they'll have a pillow for their head, a blanket so they don't freeze, something that will bless them, some encouragement from God's word. They need the basic things, a good reminder that God's with them in the midst of their struggle.
Read the full story with Gracia Burnham at missionnews.org. And finally, there's good news for orphan care in Honduras. We get the details from MNN's Ronnie Rock.
Austin South of the Asociación Manos Extendidas says the Alianza Cristiana para los Huérfanos, or Christian Alliance for Orphans, is launching there.
ACH all started with Orphan Sunday movement in Honduras.
Organizers partnered with Orphan Outreach to create a conference that attracted more than 200 pastors and ministry leaders from across the country. So what is the goal of the ACH as it expands into Honduras?
The church can get involved in adoption and foster care and preventative care. And it doesn't take an immense amount of resource. I think there's a misnomer that to really get involved in orphan care, it's going to be another line item on the church's budget. But it doesn't have to be. It doesn't start there. It starts by the congregants getting out there and doing something.
South's prayer request is a powerful one for all Christians.
If we really believe what the Bible says, we're called to love everybody. And so we have to get out of our bubble to do that. And so I think a big prayer request is just lifting up the Honduran church and that they would open their eyes to the needs in their own backyard.
From Honduras, this is Ronnie Rock with Mission Network News.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.